Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's your boy, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Girl on the Safety, also known as the book promoter. We're live in the studio today with none other than celebrated author F.Y. Dawn. She's in the building. F.Y. Dawn, are you there, my sister?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm glad to be here.
All right. All right, that's what's up. I love it, my sister calling all the way from the West Coast. She's on time. She's live and ready to talk about her latest book and a few other things. She'll be calling from sunny California. Again, my sister, welcome to the show. All right, so as I said before, DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show, we're here with F.Y. Dawn. Fantastic author, woman, mother, novelist, and a whole lot of other things. First of all, what should I be calling you? F.Y., Dawn, or what? What should I call you?
It is what it is. Dawn, F.Y., or my full name is Fidelia, whatever you prefer, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, it says F.Y. Dawn. I'll say Dawn. Sounds easier for me to remember. All right, so first of all, welcome to the show. You've been on before. You've been a guest here, I think, a few years ago. I interviewed you when you were talking about your books before. But we're going to assume that anybody listening that are out there don't know that, and that you're hearing you for the first time, and that you're on the show for the first time. So real quick, just tell our listeners who you are and where you're from and what is it that you do.
Of course, I'm F.Y. Dawn. I'm a self-publisher, independently published author. I mainly do romance novels about African-American couples. I've put out a 5-book series and the Surrender to Love series, and I just recently put out the 5th one in that series in March. And I just love writing about the dynamics of the African-American relationship, our interactions with each other, our interactions with Christ, and just uplifting the people to live more, love better.
Okay, wow, you kind of summed that up pretty good. I was going to say a few things about you, and I still will, but yeah, I like the way you describe yourself and you know, your writing career. Now, on your website, you describe yourself as a woman and a novelist. First, it says F.Y. Dawn is a wife and a mother of two extraordinary young men. They reside in sunny San Diego, California, which is the brag drop for her Surrender to Love series. And we're going to talk about that Surrender to Love series in just a minute. It also goes on to say that you're building a bond with your husband and children, every man your priority, in addition to family and writing. You also love the Lord very much. You have dedicated your life to the Lord and faces, and you have dedicated your life to the Lord and faced every aspect of being a wife, mother, and writer as you serve unto Him. Furthermore, it says you believe in love and romance. You use your writing to inspire the world to surrender to love. And between the pages of your books, you will find laughter and tears, love and hate, sorrow, passion, and inspiration. All crafted into a plot twisting tale that will keep the pages turning. Wow. very, very well said. That's a beautiful introduction to yourself that's on your website. Now, we're going to start talking about how you got into writing. And what was the first book that you wrote?
The first book that I wrote is actually something that I never put out. I started writing a book about some experiences I had in high school, and just kind of like a purging, you know, writing can be very therapeutic, and so I just started putting my experiences on paper. So I still have that in a notebook somewhere, and I never put it out. After that, I wrote a children's book, which happened to be like the fifth book I put out. I did four books in the series, and then I came back and did the children's book, and that's available on Amazon as well. But that children's book would be the first book that I wrote that I actually published, yes.
Okay. The last time I spoke to you when you were on my show, you were promoting your book, What the Heart Wants, Surrender to Love. Now, is that book part of the Surrender to Love series? I'm thinking. Oh,
it,
yes,
is. It's actually, I believe, the third book. It goes Serenity of Passion, What Love Feels Like, What the Heart Wants, All I Ever Wanted, and then It's Always Been You. So, yes, yeah, when I came before, we were talking about one of the books in the series.
Okay, give us a quick synopsis of those four books you just mentioned, All I Ever Wanted, What the Heart Wants, What Love Feels Like,
yes,
and Surrender to Love. So, Surrender to Passion. So give us a quick synopsis of that series. What is it about? You know, who are the main characters, and what is the story plot?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the whole series is about surrendering to love. So it begins with Serenity of Passion, and it deals with three couples, and they are all in different stages of their relationship. You know, a couple has been married for some time, and they experience a tragic death, which leads to more secrets being exposed, and they try to hold on to their marriage and re-fall in love with each other. And then we have another couple who's newly married, and they are navigating the trials of merging together and becoming one. And then another couple that has just met and are experiencing that first love, that you know, all-consuming love that's, you know, keeping them together and then making them strive to be together. So, and then it goes on to What Love Feels Like, and that deals with Marlon and Latrice, both who have been married before, and Marlon catches his wife, and she's pretty much cheating on him or whatever, and he walks in on her. And then Latrice is experiencing a domestic violence situation where her husband nearly beats her to within an inch of her life. And because they were both trying to escape their situations, they wound up coming together and meeting and being that comfort for each other. And then it goes on to What the Heart Wants, which is Cole, and he has been raised by a man that taught him women aren't about nothing. So he is a womanizer, and he finally meets his match, but her secrets are revealed to prove that she's exactly what his father warned him about, but he still can't stay away, and his heart wants what he wants, even though he knows it's going to cost him. And then there's All I Ever Wanted, where there's April, and she is a party girl. She likes to have fun. She's like the love 'em and leave 'em type, but her game that she plays with me and catches up to her, and she's assaulted. And there's a man she meets that comes to pray for her at the hospital and winds up being all she ever wanted. You know, she doesn't like the good boy. She likes the bad boy, but this good boy that comes to pray for her turns out to be exactly what she needs. And then the most recent book, It's Always Been You, which is Candace and Jason. And Candace doesn't know what she wants and who she wants, and Jason is waiting for her to figure it out. You know, they go through their trials. He's newly out of jail, and he's trying to be saved, love the Lord, but he wants Candace to hurry up and make up her mind and decide what she's going to do with her life. So that's the series.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the last book, It's Always Been You, which is Surrender to Love, the fifth book in the series. You're going to talk about that book a little bit more in a minute. Excellent reviews on Amazon for that series. You mentioned all four books. One really caught my eye was a five-star review written by one of your readers just recently. And the reader goes on to say it's a must-read, brilliant series. She says what she liked most was the author's style of writing. She goes on to say that you're able to get an intimate look at all the characters and can visualize them, you know, by reading. Each time as she read each book, the message is clear: forgiveness, understanding, family, fellowship, friendship, and which is a very powerful message to try to purvey in a book series or a romance novel such as this. She also goes on to say that some books she has read in the past, particularly ones with sequels, seem rushed, and that she felt this was totally opposite. And you can tell the time and the detail that you put in this book, and that all of the characters were relatable. Once again, DJ Gatsby, we are here with novelist F.Y. Dawn. She's calling in from sunny California, talking about her Surrender to Love series. Consists of five books so far. And as I mentioned, there was Serenity of Passion, What Love Feels Like, What the Heart Wants, All I Ever Wanted, and the latest book, It's Always Been You. Now, when you started writing, and I asked a lot of authors this, when they write a book that turns into a series, when you started writing, I guess with your first book in the series, Serenity of Passion, did you envision it being a five-part series? Or did you just write the first book and say, hey, we're going to see how this works, where this goes, and you know, and let the book take a life of its own?
Actually, I wrote it as a standalone. And now that I look back on it, I was like, there's three couples in that book. That could have been three books. But I wrote it as a standalone, and I hadn't even anticipated writing any other books, but I loved it so much, just creating that world and those characters and personalities and making everything just mesh together. So I had to come back with something else. But, you know, and as you write, you kind of connect to your characters that it's hard to let them go. And so that's why the series was born, because I couldn't let the characters go. So you'll notice in the series, all those characters from the first book are popping up throughout the series.
Yeah. Well, the synopsis for the first book, Surrender to Love, says love comes in many forms, and with it comes happiness, heartache, pleasure, and sorrow. Sheena, Delisa, and Camilla experience the success and destruction of love. Commitments to Texas, passion is ignited, and secrets revealed. Goes on to say, when a man loves a woman, he will give everything he has. But will that be enough to help these particular women? And I'm sure these women are throughout the series. Will they help these particular women get over their grief, fear, and headache? The three main characters, the male characters, Paul, Jalil, and Tim, your men seem to be flawed in some of these stories. They seem to, you know, struggle, like you said, with faith or with being faithful. And, you know, it seems like they're at odds, you know, with these women. Was that a theme that you were trying to make, or that's just how the story evolved for you?
Well, it is. I want people to see something in these books. I want them to see a good man and say that this is the man I want. This is the characteristics I want my man to display. Or I want them to see a bad man and be like, I'm not going to tolerate this. This is a hard no for me. So I tried to develop characters that had flaws, but also had some positive traits as well, because we all are mm-hmm. positive and negative. We have some negative things going on, and we have some great things going on. So I wanted the characters to be as realistic and relatable as possible, and to reflect honest to goodness relationships and things that we actually go through.
Wow, very nice, very well said. Very, very well said. We're going to talk about more about your books in a minute. Now, you talked about your family life, because you made it known that you're a woman, a mother, and a wife. Tell us a little bit about your family life. You two boys, a husband, and
yes,
you also say how much you love the Lord. So tell us a little bit about your husband, the two boys, and a little bit about, your passion for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Definitely. So I met my husband when I was 15 years old. We were in church, and we both gave our life to the Lord at the same time, and he's been my best friend ever since. And, of course, it has not been easy. We've had some rough days, but the rough days are few and far between when you consider how great and wonderful our marriage has been. We've raised our kids together. We have two boys that are now 18 and 19 years old. So it's been an amazing ride, and I've dedicated myself to developing a relationship and bonding with my husband and my sons, and that's why I've kind of gotten started with the writing game kind of later in life, because I'm 41 years old, I've been writing for maybe since 2010, I believe, so not too late, but later than some, and so I just took that time in the beginning to make sure that I was building my family, building the men in my life. I didn't want to be so focused on my own personal things that I didn't have enough energy for my children and for my husband. And I firmly believe that, the woman is the glue of the family, the glue of the home, and a woman can build it up or tear it down. And so I have made sure that I was one that was going to build it up. So I have two extraordinary young men because of my sacrifice, and my husband is wonderful. And most importantly, is I love the Lord. A lot of people don't know, but I am a licensed minister with Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, Apostolic to the Heart. That's why a lot of my books are so spiritual. I wouldn't call myself a Christian author. I am an author who happens to be Christian. So I will not always write about spiritual things, but I will always be inspirational and consider the Lord in all that I do.
Okay. Now, about your husband and the two children, how supportive are they? I mean, how supportive are they when it comes to your writing? And exactly what do they think about it? A lot of people I talk to, they'll say, oh, they don't understand, or they don't pay attention, or they think that's just something that mommy does. But, does your husband and your two boys really understand your passion for writing and what it means to you? And how supportive are they? How do they support you in this,
They are very supportive. My kids love it. They don't read my books because the whole romance thing, but anything that I write that is not romance related, they totally read it. And they are starting to experience their own gift for writing coming out. They are branching out and writing music. They have a couple rap songs that are coming out. So I'm so excited to see my talent in my kids. And my husband, he's been wonderful. He will open his checkbook, and being an independent author, you're footing the bill for everything, and he will open his checkbook and pay for whatever I need, editing, and we all know how expensive editing is. He will pay, and he is my very own beta reader or beta listener, because he's getting to listen while I read it out loud, and he will stop me if I have an error or something he doesn't understand and I have to, you know, explain it better. So he is the best, and I'm so grateful for him.
Wow, well, that got to be a hand clap for that. Big round of applause. Big round of applause for your two boys and your husband and, you know, their love and understanding of your passion for writing. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show. We're here with author F.Y. Dobb of San Diego, California. She's talking about her Surrender to Love series, a little bit of our family and her passion and how she loves the Lord and inspires people with that spirituality in her books. Now, you said you're, I like what you said. You said you're not a Christian fiction writer, but you are a writer who happens to be Christian. I assume you understand the difference between a Christian fiction and romance novel. Have you thought about writing a Christian fiction novel, you know, which is based on, you know, religion and spirituality and relationships with a Christian emphasis in the book? Have you thought about writing something like that?
I have, and don't get me wrong, my series, they have some Christian points in there, but it's not the focus. And I'm currently working on a series that will be more Christian. It is called The Band, and it will it's deal with, you know, people in the church, focused primarily on the musicians and their relationships and interactions there. It's my hope for it to be more Christian, but, you know, as you write, sometimes it just takes a shape of its own and goes its own way. Me and my husband have also written a devotional together for couples. It's a 21-day devotional called Make Time for Love. So we have been, you know, flirting with the idea of writing more nonfiction Christian literature, but nothing as of yet.
Okay. No, that's great. Again, I love the way you incorporate, you know, your religion and your love for your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your books. I think more people need to put that passion in their writing. You reach a lot of people, and it brings people together, you know, in a way that just a regular a book would not. Now, I want to talk about your other passions. What is it that you do other than writing books? I mean, is writing books the only thing that you do, or do you have hobbies or another profession outside your literary career? What else is it that you do as a hobby or that you're passionate about?
Well, my hobby is kind of entailed with writing. I am a reader. I will read all day, every day, book after book if I have an opportunity to. And I read all different genres. Of course, I read romance. You know, I got to hone my craft. But I do urban lit, just regular chick lit. I read some nonfiction, but I prefer fiction because, you know, I read for entertainment. I do have a 9-to-5. I am a supervisor in inmate processing at the San Diego County Jail. We are responsible for the custody processing of all inmates, all female inmates that come into San Diego County.
Okay.
So that is my 9-to-5, and a lot of people are shocked that I work in the jail, but yes, I do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who work in the criminal justice system, particularly in the prison system, some as service workers, others as correctional officers. Now, with saying that, it gives you an opportunity to interact with, I guess, the inmates as they come and go. What do you do in that capacity to try and give words of wisdom or inspiration or share some motivational words to the people that you deal with, or do you deal with inmates coming in and out of the prison?
What I oversee the process, so my staff deal with them, but when I do have to go over there and deal with the inmates, we're not really in a capacity where we can have personal conversations, but I do try to let the concept of Christ in me reflect in my conversations,
yes.
Meaning that I do not belittle or degrade anyone just because they are an inmate. They are a human being. They have a soul and the potential to be saved, and may be saved just because they've fallen into a bad way. It does not mean that they're not saved or that they don't know Christ. And so I just try my best to be pleasant, offer a smile, and let the love of Christ flow through me and be a positive moment in an otherwise stressful situation for them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? I got to give you a round of applause for that. Now, we have a lot of young brothers and sisters who are in and out of criminal justice systems who don't feel valued, who don't feel respected. A lot of times they are degraded, not just by the process that put them there, whether they committed the crime or not, but by dealing, as you said, with people they come into contact whose job it is to care for them or have custody and control of them. So kudos to you with having a passion for the young brothers and sisters who come in and out of criminal justice system. Once again, everybody's DJ Gas, the WBMG radio show with F.Y. Dawn, talking about her latest books, her life, her loves, her passion for reading, and her love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. F.Y., we're almost done. I have a few more questions for you. Your latest book, man, I love the book. It's fantastic. You had all 5-star reviews on Amazon. For those who haven't read that book, make sure you get it, but try and get the first 4 books in the series as well. The title of that book is It's Always Been You, Surrender to Love. It's book 5 in the series. Synopsis goes on to say, single, to be or not to be, that is the question. Yes, a man in her life would be nice, but at what cost? Broke and cheap? No thanks. Manipulative, controlling? No thanks. Blind date? No thanks. Wow, she's really being picky here. she says, sizzling hot, tall cup of black coffee? Absolutely. And they're talking about Candace. And Candace goes on to say that she could sip from Jason's, who's her love interest in the book, all day long. FY, it's been a fantastic interview. I was looking forward to this. I know we had spoke before a few years ago when you came on the show. We didn't quite have a full 30 minutes. I believe you're on the show with somebody else. Before we go, are you doing anything to promote your book, book fairs, book signings, literary events of any type that people can look for you at in the San Diego area this summer?
Yes, I have a couple of things lined up. Nothing actually set in stone with dates as of yet, but they can always check in on my website, which is fydawn.com, or on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at fydawn, and I will be posting regular updates on where I'm going to be. I'm also attempting to do a book fair, a multi-author book fair in November for National Literacy Month. So please just stay tuned for that as well.
Okay. You did mention that everyone can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And your website, which is www.fydawn.com. Is that the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for being on the show. Is there any shout-outs or dedications to anybody you'd like to say before we go?
Just a shout out to my husband and my sister, my biggest supporters. I love you guys both, and I wouldn't be able to do any of this without you guys' support.
All right. Well, once again, DJ Gas, the WBN radio show. We've just interviewed author F.Y. Dawn. Make sure you go to her website and check out her Surrender to Love series, Surrender to Passion, What Love Feels Like, What the Heart Wants, All I Ever Wanted. And the latest one, It's Always Been You. FY, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Again, I wish you much success in your personal life, your marriage, as a mother, as well as your working career, and most of all, in writing your books. Please be a friend to the show. You know, call back, come visit, check me out, give me a shout out at any time. I wish nothing but the best for you in all that you do. Okay?
Yes. Thanks again for having me.
All right. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for calling. And again, thanks for being the guest on the WNB radio show with DJ Gatsby. All right?
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, everybody, don't forget to check out the WBMG radio show 3 nights a week, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays from 6:30 to 7. I want to say thank you for all the supporters out there who've been following me with the radio show, the Public Access TV show, the book publishing. Look out for Who's on African American Lit blog. I'm sorry, Who's on African American Literature book and DVD coming later this year. And also look out for everything that I do. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. I want to say hi to my darling wife, Judith, who just got married on May 4th. God bless you guys, and thanks for listening.